The grace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you promise everlasting life to the world. Gather all peoples into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. Cross. Yes, would you carry that? There you go. Okay. Carry it out.
Excuse me a minute. I just found out that I'm the lector today. And I can read, but I usually practice this beforehand. So excuse me. A reading from Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abraham said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, you have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, this man shall not be your heir, nor one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought from outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars. If you are able to count them, then he said to him, so shall be your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know and shall possess it, and that I shall possess it? He said to him, bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when birds of prey came down in the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. Word of God. Oh, there we go. Excuse me. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Second reading is from, Psalms. Here we go. Let us pray Psalm 27 responsively. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers close in against me to devour my flesh, they, my foes and my shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise up against me, my trust will not be shaken. One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek God in the temple. For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high upon a rock. And my head is lifted up surround me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me. My heart speaks your message, seeks my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O Lord, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me. Teach me. Thank you. Lead me on a level path because of my oppressors. Subject me not to the will of my foes, for they rise up against me, false witnesses revealing violence. This I believe, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for God, Lord, and strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Reading from Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me, and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies in the cross of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with fears, with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that very hour, Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. So your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
There was a little girl in Sunday school, and she was sitting at a table with paper and crayons, and she was so intent in her work. So intent, in fact, that the teacher got interested in and walked over to this little girl and said, What are you working at? What are you drawing?" "God." And the teacher said, "Well, you know, nobody really knows what God looks like." She said, "They will when I'm done." A little girl's picture can join with so many other images of God that show the different aspects and different dimensions of God. You know, we've got a lot of images of God, and they show different parts, different ideas of who God is and how God is. Case in point, today's scripture, we get several images of God. Look at the drawing on the front of your bulletin. This is an image of God that shows God as the shield. God says to Abram, "Do not be afraid. I'm your shield. I am the promise keeper." And we hear from the gospel, Jesus says, "I'm like a mother hen that wants to gather and protect all of my chicks under my protective wings." That child drawing the picture of God could draw a shield or a cross or a chicken. All images of God. And as our children showed us in pantomime, images of God showing different aspects of God. Lent, I think, is a good time to think about our different images of God. Now, every once in a while, we hear in the scriptures a Bible story where God speaks directly to someone. Doesn't happen very often, but occasionally we hear God's voice in one of the stories. And this story that we hear today, Abraham is one who has these conversations with God. And this story from the book of Genesis is one of those conversations. But in this conversation, it's more of a challenge to God, because Abram doesn't think God is being very realistic as he describes Abram's prospects in such glowing terms. And no matter how often God has made this promise to Abram, he just doesn't see that it's working out all that well. Right now, that promise that your name and your lands will continue forever, Abram says, "I don't even have an heir. The only heir I have is Eliezer, who is the son of one of my servants who's living in my house." So God takes Abram outside and he says, "Don't be afraid. I am your shield. Look up to the heavens. Count the stars if you are able to count them. That's how your descendants will be." God says, "I've got a plan, and you are part of it." Second part of that passage, when describing that covenant ritual, sounds very strange to our Western 21st century ears. It's hard for us to understand that sacrifice and cutting animals and such. But listen to focus on those four simple words, "Do not be afraid." Down through the ages, Abram, Ham, and Sarah, down through the centuries, across all of those different cultures, we hear, "Do not be afraid." And not only that, but we get the reason not to be afraid. The reason is that it's the promise that God is in charge, that God is with us, that God is at work underneath and through everything. No matter how things might look right now, we can be assured that God is good all the time. And trusting in those simple words, "Do not be afraid," no matter what, this is our starry vision. God says to you and to me, "I've got a plan, and you are part of it." Is this good news? How do you hear that message? "I've got a plan, and you're part of it." How do you hear that message when you're in the midst of chemo, or living in constant pain, or suffering post-traumatic stress syndrome? How does that promise sound to someone who lives in Haiti or Syria or in the abject poverty of sub-Saharan Africa? How does one hear that message, that good news, when one's life is a mess and filled with so much bad news? How did that old barren couple hear that promise that they would provide heirs for the world? This is not just a good feeling that God was saying everything will be all right. It's not optimism about the future. Israel long repeats and remembers this story, telling this story over and over again, and this message, this promise that comes directly from God and shapes the expectations of the people, shapes their image of God, of a God who is faithful in the future, just as God has been faithful in the past. Do not be afraid, Abram hears. And we hear that today, no matter what we face, no matter how vulnerable we feel, no matter what dangers or what losses loom before us. This God is a God who has a plan. This is a God who wants Israel and its many descendants, and we are part of that number. That's more numerous than the stars. God wants us to be part of that plan. And the plan ends with, and you will be a blessing to all nations. That's God's plan for us, that we would be a blessing for others. Today, in this Lenten season, we hear this ancient story of who we are, how we got into that story, where we come from. And we want to figure out, where do we fit in that story? Where do we fit in that God's plan that we would be a blessing for all nations? The beginning of Lent is a good time to reflect on that. This barren couple as an image for us. Where's the barren places in our lives? And we move from that to a place of an attitude or a place of trusting God, even in times of barrenness, even in times of emptiness and doubt, even in the midst of a wilderness or a desert time. God is doing a new thing. And we hear, and we really want to believe that that promise is true, in spite of all the evidence to the contrary, as we look around the world and see war and illness and hatred and addictions. There is so much to fear and so little to count on. These words, do not be afraid, I am your shield. And from Jesus, crying tears because of his deep love for the children of God. How often I have desired to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks. These words can fall on our ears like a healing balm that not only heals but strengthens us for the work that lies ahead, for the work of being a blessing to other nations. What good news this is, that we have a God who knows what it's like to love someone and want to protect, and yet have that person resist. I know a number of people in this congregation know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that we have a God who knows what it's like for you to love someone that you want to protect and you just can't do it. They're out of your reach or they resist that love and that protection. Like Jesus crying over the city of Jerusalem, I want to gather you and protect you, keep you safe, and yet you won't let me. How hard it is to love someone who won't let you love them. How hard it is to love someone who makes themselves so unlovable. It's a job, and yet our love doesn't diminish. That's the kind of God we have who knows exactly what that's like. That call that we hear in claiming who and whose we are is a call that we should be a blessing to all nations. that we are a part of Jesus' brood. We are part of God's plan. We hear all throughout the Bible that the God of mercy and the God of grace is indeed the promise keeper. And because of that, our proper response is to step out in faith, to continue loving, even when it's a future that we can't imagine, a future that belongs to that God, that we are able to risk everything in order to be a blessing to all. God, our shield, our mother hen, our promise keeper, that God says to us, do not be afraid. Trust me. I'm right here, and I'm in charge of the future. So don't just talk this talk. Don't keep it all in your head. God invites us, give me your heart and walk with me. Look up at the stars and know that God's promise to be your protector, to be your shield, to be with you always, to make you a blessing to all nations, that promise is true. God's invitation to us today is be chicken. Not be chicken in the sense of being afraid, but be chicken in being that one that comes underneath the protective, loving arms of God. Listen to Jesus' invitation and abide in God's love and embrace. The invitation is to recognize the coming of God to us, to hear God's longing and seeking and searching, that God is looking for us, wanting to protect us, wanting us to be a part of that plan. It's an invitation today to hear anew the promises of God and the promise of God's love for us. And we're invited to move beyond our fear, beyond our resistance or our guilt or our shame, to move beyond these things to the love and the grace, the forgiveness, and the mercy of God. God is our shield, our mother hen, our promise keeper. And that God longs for and desires that we would be his children and that we would find ourselves at home with him forever and that we would be a blessing to all nations. Amen.